Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, April 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 22 points to close at 37,775. The S&P 500 lost 11 points, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq ended the day 82 points lower. The Nasdaq was pulled lower by chip stocks, with the PHLX Semiconductor Index falling 1.7%. Among individual stocks, Alaska Airlines shares rose 4% after it reported a smaller earnings loss than analysts had feared following the mid-air blowout of a door plug and subsequent grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 9. Blackstone reported higher quarterly earnings, but company president Jonathan Gray told analysts it could take time for cash to be returned to shareholders. Shares fell 2.3%. Shares of Nordstrom finished 4.4% higher after we reported that members of the company that founded the retailer are considering an offer to take it private. In commodities, the price of cocoa, the main ingredient in chocolate, continued to soar. It had its biggest ever daily price jump in the futures market, rising to a new record of $11,035 a metric ton. And after the bell, Netflix said it added about 9.3 million subscribers in the first quarter, more than five times the number of customers it added during the same period a year earlier, around the time it began limiting password sharing. But the streaming giant reported a second quarter revenue forecast lower than estimates compiled by FactSet, and shares fell about 3.5% after hours. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.